This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There's another data point out about the health of this economy today. The National Association for Business Economics does a quarterly survey of economists at businesses and industry associations. And there were, in today's report, some sightings of green shoots. But as Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer reports, chickens, before they hatch, don't count them.
There's a game economists love to play. It's called, on the one hand, on the other hand. On the one hand, Sarah Rutledge says more economists in today's survey expect the price of materials that go into their products to fall.
The outlook for materials cost is the most favorable that it's been since the pandemic.
Rutledge is an economist with the private equity firm Stepstone Group. She says two-thirds of the survey respondents expect their firms to increase wages for the workers they're going to keep. On the other hand, there will be layoffs.
For the first time since 2020, we had more firms say they expect a decrease in their headcount than expect an increase.
Ken Simonson is chief economist for the Associated General Contractors of America.
And this is pretty rare. We've only seen this in the past during periods of recession.
And more than half the economists surveyed by NABE think the U.S. is either already in a recession or expect a downturn in the next year. Joseph Brusuelis is one of them. He's chief economist at RSM, a tax and consulting company. He doesn't think the Federal Reserve's interest rate hikes, which are meant to slow the economy, have really hit yet.
So that's why I'm in the camp that says we're likely to see economic contraction this year.
Brusuelis thinks the economy will start to contract this summer as consumer demand slows and companies' profit margins shrink because they won't be able to pass their higher costs on to their inflation-weary customers.
My sense is there's a 65% probability by the second half of the year we'll be in a very mild recession.
But on the third hand, the number of economists in the survey who agree with Brusuelis is shrinking. Remember, about 50% said they expect a recession in today's survey, but last October, almost two-thirds were in the recession camp. I'm Nancy Marshall Genzer for Marketplace.